and it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us all the way from Beijing this week is Will Shortz, puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will, how's it going?
Not bad. How you doing, Eric?
I'm well, thanks. And what are you up to in China?
It's the World Puzzle Championship. Right now, as we speak, Japan is way in the lead, and the U.S. and China are fighting for second place.
Will, this whole thing is something you've helped put together?
I founded the World Puzzle Championship in New York in 1992, and it goes to a different country every year.
Well, we're about to do our own puzzle championship, so Will, please remind us of last week's challenge.
Yes, it came from listener Mike Selinker of Renton, Washington. I said, think of something to drink whose name is a compound word. Drop the first letter of the first part, and you'll get some athletes. Drop the first letter of the second part, and you'll get where these athletes compete. What words are these? And the something to drink is a screwdriver. Drop the S from the front, and you get crew. And drop the D, and you get river, because a crew would compete on a river.
There were more than 700 correct entries, and this week's winner is Shailesh Dubé of Battle Creek, Michigan. Congratulations, Shailesh.
Thank you.
How long have you been playing the puzzle, and do you like other kinds of puzzles as well?
Yeah, I like a lot of puzzles, and trivias are kind of my one of the passions. And I've been sending online since more than 5 years.
Okay, Shailesh, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I had my coffee, I have pen and paper, and my fingers are crossed.
All right, the coffee puzzle paradox. Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Shailesh and Eric, I'm going to give you 2 5-letter words. Put the same pair of letters in front of each of them to complete 2 common 7-letter words. For example, if I said dress, D-R-E-S-S, and verse, V-E-R-S-E, you would put A-D in front to make address an adverse. Okay, here's number 1. Voice, V-O-I-C-E, and stall, S-T-A-L-L.
I-N, invoice and install.
You got it. Number 2 is 8, E-I-G-H-T, and agile, A-G-I-L-E.
Freight and fragile.
You got it, nice. Try this, scene, S-C-E-N-E, and serve, S-E-R-V-E.
Observe and obscene.
Excellent. Great, G-R-A-T-E, and steak, S-T-A-K-E. And the second word is something that you don't want to commit.
Migrate and mistake.
You got it, nice. Spice, S-P-I-C-E. And style, S-T-I-L-E.
Spice and style.
I'll tell you, the first word is a place you might go for help if you are ill.
Not hospice. Hospice and hostile.
You got it. How about brace, B-R-A-C-E, and irate, I-R-A-T-E.
Embrace and Emirate, Emirate.
Good one. Amber, A-M-B-E-R, and Alice, A-L-I-C-E.
It's not malice.
This one is 2 consonants.
You could drink a glass of something in it, right, Will?
That's true. The second word is something you can drink from.
Chamber and chalice.
Nice. Here's your last one. Tempt, T-E-M-P-T, and heist, H-E-I-S-T.
Oh, attempt and atheist.
Atheist, yeah, you got it.
You got it. Good job.
Yeah, nice job, Shailesh. How do you feel?
Relieved, as they say. It was a lot of fun.
Well, you did great. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, the famous lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. Shailesh, what member station do you listen to?
Michigan Public.
That's Shailesh Dubé of Battle Creek, Michigan. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Eric, and thank you, Will.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge for everybody?
Yes, it comes from listener David Dickerson of Tucson, Arizona. The city Utica, New York, when spelled out, contains 12 letters, all of them different. Think of a well-known U.S. city that, when its name is spelled out, contains 13 letters, all of them different. and your answer doesn't have to match mine. So again, name a U.S. city, 13 letters when spelled out, and all those letters are different. Can you think of one?
Utica. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, October 24th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Please don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, we're not telemarketers or pollsters. You'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and the puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Will, thank you. Have fun in China.
Thanks a lot, Eric.